through your career, we talk about all you've done, but you've faced injuries too, and you had torn your bicep during trials, I believe.
I did, in fact. I tore my bicep on the rings, and ironically, had we even gone to the Olympics that summer, I wouldn't have been able to go because I had to have my bicep reattached, and I had 9 months of recovery, so I wasn't able to go. We still thought it was important to identify our Olympic team, even though we knew we weren't going to go. So they had Olympic trials that year, and that's where I tore my bicep.
Following surgery and intensive physical therapy, then you did make the 84 Olympic team.
Yes. I kept competing for 4 more years, and I stayed in school at the University of Oklahoma, taking one class a semester so I could kind of spread out my education and time it right so that when I was done with my education, I was also done competing. So I stayed competing internationally, 81, 82, 83, and actually in 83, about 7 months in advance of the 84 Olympics, I tore my other bicep competing in a meet in Japan. So I had that reattached, and I had sort of a rush rehab recovery period where I was able to still get back in time to make the team. But 1980, I was the number one qualifier for the U.S. In 1984, I was the number six qualifier. I was the last guy to make it because the team had gotten really good by then, and I was just sort of barely hanging on. At 26 years of age, I was considered the old man on the team. So I went from being one of the youngest Olympians to being one of the oldest Olympians in my 3 Olympic experiences.
Well, is it true you had taken a fall in the earlier national championships and you were granted a petition to consider only the trials score and then selected for the team?
You're exactly right. Yeah, that was a little bit controversial because they did have a petition rule if somebody was injured that they could petition, especially if somebody was a reigning national champion, they could petition to the final trials. But that meant that all of my scores in that final day of competition would count towards my Olympic effort. The other athletes had 4 days of competition and their scores were averaged to see who could be the top six to make the Olympic team. So it put enormous pressure on me on the final weekend of events to make that team, and I just barely made it.
Any sport and the player's out for 8-9 months. What a downtime that has to be, mentally depressive maybe of some sort.
Well, it's interesting because I looked at it differently. I always saw an injury as an opportunity. The reason I think that is that, for instance, I was not strong enough on floor and vaulting. My legs were never quite powerful enough. I wasn't as springy as some of the guys on the national team. When I tore my bicep, I knew that was going to take a while to recover and I was going to be very aggressive in coming back from that injury. But along with the leadership from my coach and my attitude, I thought, here's my chance to get my legs stronger because I can't do a lot of upper body work now because I need to rest and recover the shoulder. But here's my chance to get my legs stronger. So I saw it as an opportunity. And in fact, I went to a trainer, a physical therapist, and a sports medicine guy who helped me put me on a program. So by the time my shoulder was ready, my legs were stronger than they've ever been. So I saw it as a chance to just get better in an area. And had I not had the shoulder injury, I don't think I would have focused so much on getting stronger in the lower body, which allowed me to make the finals of the Olympics on the floor exercise and also make it on vault. So I think you can look at it either way. I mean, it is true that that's not part of your plan. There's a lot of things that happen in the world that are not part of your plan. But at the same time, I chose to see it as an opportunity.
So that injury helped you to earn a perfect 10 on the parallel bars?
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Parallel bars is still an upper body event, but I was a more complete gymnast by 1984, and part of that was as a result of the injuries.
You helped the U.S. men's team earn its first team gold in 84.
Right.
It's been a long time ago, but you're receiving the gold, you put it around your neck, and then our national anthem, that's got to be an overwhelming feeling that probably is rushing back into your mind right now.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful, especially being at home. Because, you know, you have a crowd that wants you to do well because you have that feeling you're in Pauley Pavilion at UCLA. We had a great team, and we did upset the Chinese. They were the reigning world champions from the previous year. It is true that the team from the Soviet Union didn't show, but they weren't the best team in the world. In fact, it was China, who we beat by 0.7 points. And the interesting thing about what happens is there's 6 guys on this team. There were 3 from UCLA, Peter Vidmar, Mitch Gaylord, and Tim Daggett. 2 guys from Nebraska, Scott Johnson and Jim Hartung, and me, the lone Oklahoma Sooner. And all of our careers, growing up since we were like 10 years old, we competed against each other in age group competitions, junior Olympics, collegiate competitions. We were bitter rivals. And yet we put all that aside because we realized we all wanted an Olympic gold medal, and that would be our dream. And the one we could most likely get is the one if we work together. That's the team. Because the individual medals are like lottery. The stars have to line up on that day for you to be allowed to win an Olympic gold medal. Too many fortunate things have to happen for that to go right. But the one medal we thought we can all win at least a bronze medal if we hit our routines. We might get a silver if we were able to somehow surpass the Japanese. The gold seemed unreasonable, but if we all have the best meat of our lights, we might challenge for the gold. We ended up beating China by 0.7 of a point. And these are my brothers now. I mean, all these years later, I see these guys and we hug and there's a feeling like all of our lives changed that moment because of something we did together. And it's powerful.